Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay with us. Prime Minister Andrew Holness was the subject of an interview by internationally acclaimed news agency, the British Broadcasting Corporation, BBC, on Thursday, April 7. Among the topics explored during the interview were the government's priorities for its first 100 days in office, as well as long-term plans to achieve economic growth. Mr. Holness outlined that the government will focus on reducing debt, increasing markets for Jamaica, as well as leveraging the country's historical assets, geographical location, and brand to achieve economic growth. He also stated that his administration is committed to the preservation of human rights and to ensuring that Jamaicans feel secure and are assured that the government cares about them. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, was on hand for the opening of the latest Digicel Special Care Center in Orange Bay, Portland on Thursday, April 7. The $30 million project will provide child development officers in the parish with a facility to conduct critical early childhood stimulation programs. The institution is outfitted with an administrative block, classrooms, recreational areas, as well as special assessment and therapy rooms. Mr. Vaz, who is also Member of Parliament for the area in which the facility is located, commended the Digicel Foundation for its ongoing commitment to boosting special education.
We offer our commendations to the Digicel Foundation for creating a world of opportunity for learning for children of Jamaica and Portland who have special needs. I'm pleased that this center is being called a center of excellence, as it will help to diminish some of the misguided perception and stigmas attached to persons with special needs.
Acting in his capacity as Member of Parliament for the Northwest St. James constituency, Minister without portfolio with responsibility for water, works and housing, Dr. Horace Chang, last Thursday endorsed the 2016 staging of the Montego Bay City Run. Speaking at a press conference to launch the event, Minister Chang said it is helping to build Jamaica's global reputation as offering a diverse array of attractions, especially for those who enjoy fitness and wellness activities.
This kind of activity does engage a significant number of visitors. Indeed, you know, marathons and athletic events have become a part of the travel industry, just like entertainment and food and other kind of activities. So the City Run is another event that can, you know, attract and involve more visitors.
Mr. Chang also encouraged members of the public to participate in the race to help the organizers meet their objective of providing financial assistance to needy students across the parish of St. James. The Mobay City Run is scheduled for May 1. Prime Minister Andrew Holness on Wednesday met with Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda Gaston Brown. The meeting was aimed at improving bilateral relations between both countries. Mr. Holness also received a courtesy call from Chancellor of the University of the West Indies, Sir George Alain, on Thursday. During a meeting with representatives of the Road Safety Council at Jamaica House on Thursday, Minister without Portfolio in the Office of the Prime Minister, Derek Smith, lamented the continued loss of lives due to road crashes. Mr. Smith endorsed the need to pass the new Road Traffic Act, which will implement several provisions geared at reducing reckless activities on the roads.
We just have to come to grips with what's happening on our roads. It's a multifaceted approach that we have to take.
Mr. Smith also called on members of the public to play their part in ensuring that the number of road fatalities is reduced this year. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
The Legal Aid Council has engaged over 500 attorneys, of which more than 300 provide representation in criminal matters. These attorneys include 5 Queen's Counsel and 207 Senior Counsel. Murder trials are assigned to Senior Counsel with 10 or more years' experience. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.